This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day for our judiciary and the future of our judiciary, because the Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by the great Lindsey Graham, actually finished the job nominating, confirming the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. The vote, not exactly a nail-biter, not exactly unexpected. It was 12 to nothing. This came despite the fact that Democrats refused to attend the meeting of the Judiciary Committee, refused to vote. However, at the discretion of the chairman, who is Lindsey Graham, you can go ahead and move a nomination forward. They are now expecting Judge Barrett to go before the full Senate, where she will also be confirmed, though Democrats will probably show up for that. But the confirmation, they're now talking about Sunday, as she might be confirmed finally with a final Senate vote, or Monday or Tuesday. Who knows? There is a great deal going on. But the confirmation of Amy Barrett, it seems to me, is extraordinarily important, especially given the fact that there are a number of people who are looking at the debate tonight and talking about the need for President Trump to focus, and to focus on things that matter to people. And one of the suggestions from Charlie Black, who is a veteran of the Reagan campaigns and literally scores, if not hundreds, of Republican campaigns over the years, he suggests that President Trump should focus on two things, which is his great judicial nominations and a support for Judge Barrett and opposition to packing the Supreme Court. That's one. And number two is his ability to rebuild the economy, to build it back up to the strength that it enjoyed before. 1-800-955-1776. The debate is tonight. It starts at 9 p.m. The pre-debate festivities start at 8 p.m. on a lot of networks. And President Trump has already arrived in Nashville. And he may even be spending a couple hours, though certainly not solely, on debate prep. He doesn't like traditional debate prep. But a great deal of the focus is on what should he concentrate on putting across, because this is his last big chance before the election to speak to this many Americans. People again predicting a big audience for this debate, the last one of 2020. And in some senses, Trump has helped himself. I'll tell you why. Because his performance by everybody, there are very few people who think, oh, the president won that debate. I know he thinks he did. But other than President Trump and perhaps some other members of the Trump family, it's acknowledged that he did badly in the first debate. He didn't help his cause. But in a sense, that may help him now, because right now, he has a very low bar. And there was also a piece in the New York Times that echoed something that I told you yesterday, which is, I think the idea that the candidates are going to be muted, it's nobody like the moderator pushing a mute button, and it's not going to be in the middle of an argument or a conversation. They don't have that kind of control. It's basically the rule of the debate is that when someone is asked a question, he gets 2 minutes to respond, and while he is responding in that initial 2 minutes, the other candidate will be muted until he gets his 2 minutes to respond. And when he does that, the first candidate who spoke will have his microphone muted. But that means with each subject of the six subjects they're going to be discussing, each one is supposed to be getting 15 minutes. And during 4 minutes of that 15 minutes, the microphone of the non-speaker will be muted. But for the rest of the 11 minutes, it's Katie barred the door. It's basically people interrupting or answering back, whatever they want. In addition to the Amy Coney Barrett victory today, there is some really, really amazing news on the polling front. And not so much on the presidential race, where it's more the same, which is Biden leads in nearly all of the swing states, except for Ohio. In Ohio, the president, according to some polls, had been running slightly behind. He carried Ohio by 8.5 percentage points last time. He carried Ohio by a lot. But now the president seems to be back in command in the state of Ohio. In most other swing states, including Florida and especially Pennsylvania, Michigan is gone. I mean, for the Trump campaign, he's running very far behind in Michigan. One only hopes that John James, the outstanding Senate candidate, U.S. Senate candidate, can pull it out in that state. But President Trump can easily win the presidency if he loses Michigan. What he needs to do is carry Pennsylvania and Florida. Those are the two crucial states he needs to carry. But what I was going to mention to you, which I think is incredibly good news for all of us who yearn for and pray for and hope for continued Republican control of the U.S. Senate, which is all of a sudden there's a Senate race in Minnesota, which in the presidential race isn't close at all, but a Senate race where, for the first time this cycle, according to a KSTP, that's a local station, Survey USA Today poll, there is a tie in the Senate race between the incumbent Senator Tina Smith, one of the least known senators in the United States Senate, and former talk show host, former congressman, Jason Lewis. It's 42% for Lewis and 43% for Smith. That's a tie. And if that race comes into play, the other great news in the Senate front is the latest poll from Iowa. And it's a New York Times poll, which shows Joni Ernst, who was well behind in a lot of polling for the last month, suddenly pulling into a lead, 45-44. I know that's within the margin of error. It's a tie. But given the fact that a lot of us, I do expect President Trump to win Iowa. He won by 9 points last time. And even though he's running behind in Iowa this time, it's very encouraging that even when the president is running behind in the state, Joni Ernst is leading. That indicates that when the president actually starts doing better in Iowa, and I think he will, when Republican voters come home, that Senator Ernst, who has been a guest on this show and who I strongly support, that she will actually win her battle for re-election. With all of this going on, there is maybe a hint tonight on how Joe Biden is going to respond on the issue of court packing. He was doing the same interview with CBS and 60 Minutes that Trump apparently walked out of, though Trump has now released the unedited version of his interview with Leslie Stahl. We'll get to that. Here is Joe Biden, it's clip number one, sitting down with CBS and being asked about court packing. Listen, because it is a longer clip. Let me say that he's going to have to do better on this issue tonight, or I imagine President Trump, with all the justification in the world, will push him on it. And this is an issue in which Joe Biden is particularly vulnerable, and I don't think he wants to talk about it. And I don't know why, because it would be so easy for him to say, it wouldn't cost him any support, if he said, look, I'm open to discussing restructuring of the court, maybe in the future, but for right now, I do not plan to push this as a priority of my term as president. It would cost him nothing to say that, and it is what he ought to say. If you are looking for a gigantic Biden gaffe tonight that would change the course of this campaign, What would you be aiming for or hoping for? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Biden trying to straighten out his record on this court packing idea. The reason the court packing idea is so unfortunate is because it really does make the Supreme Court a political football, actually arguing as if it were a somehow separate and superior branch of the legislative branch. Because if the Supreme Court basically is going to move the country in a Democratic or a Republican direction, either one, well, then it's no longer judicial. It's legislative. It's not executive either. But this is Joe Biden sitting down on CBS giving an answer which is going to need to be improved tonight in the debate on this crucial issue of court packing. Listen.
If elected, what I will do is I'll put together a national commission of bipartisan commission of scholars, constitutional scholars, Democrats, Republicans, liberal, conservative. And I will ask them to, over 180 days, come back to me with recommendations as to how to reform the court system, because it's getting out of whack, the way in which it's being handled. And it's not about court packing. There's a number of other things that our constitutional scholars have debated, and I'd look to see what recommendations that commission might make.
So you're telling us you're going to study this issue about whether to pack the court?
No, whether there's a number of alternatives that are go well beyond packing.
This is a live ball.
Oh, it is a live ball. No, it is a live ball. We're going to have to do that. And you're going to find there's a lot of conservative constitutional scholars are saying it as well. The last thing we need to do is turn the Supreme Court into just a political football. Whoever has the most votes gets whatever they want. Presidents come and go. Supreme Court justices stay for generations.
Okay, that's a reasonable line. And the idea is that if he's talking about a commission that would be called upon to meet for 180 days, what else could they consider besides adding justices to the court, which I think very few liberals and virtually no conservatives would support? What they could talk about is the suggestion that Stephen Calabresi has made of Yale Law School, which I enthusiastically endorse, the idea that you have a term of office and that each president be guaranteed a certain number of appointments, because you would stagger those terms. The term would be 18 years. So it's not as if, and that's it. You don't get reappointed, you don't get reelected, you serve 18 years in the Supreme Court, and that's enough. The whole idea of a lifetime appointment right now, when they drafted the Constitution of the United States, very few people lived beyond the age of 70. And when you have Supreme Court justices who are in their late 80s, Justice Ginsburg was 87, and basically an appointment that can easily last for 50 years, Judge Barrett is 48 years old. She could easily be on the court, and she should live and be well for 40 years. And the idea of an 18-year term limit, it seems to me, is a good idea. And, by the way, it's very significant that he's talking about this commission, because one of the things people are talking about is that if Biden is elected, certainly within the first 6 months, which is that's what you have with 180 days, I think it's likely that Justice Breyer will retire. And no, I didn't mean to rhyme that, but there it is. Justice Breyer will retire. He's 82 years old. He's going to be 83. And according to court insiders, he's waiting for a Democratic president. He doesn't want to give President Trump another appointment. But all of a sudden, when there is a Democratic appointment and a Democratic a new voice on the court to replace Justice Breyer, who was also appointed by President Clinton, a Democrat. When something like that happens, I think there will be a calming down of a lot of this ultra-liberal craziness for demanding court packing. Lindsey Graham, making his closing arguments for Judge Barrett, actually spoke a little bit about Biden's response on court packing. Here is what, on clip two, Senator Graham had to say.
After listening to the excerpt of Vice President Biden's explanation about court packing, I am more confused than ever. The one thing I can say is that the real energy in the Democratic Party is to pack the court. is to expand it from 9 to whatever number they need to make it liberal. And as to my good friend, Senator Feinstein, what happened to her by showing an act of human kindness tells you all you need to know about what awaits a senator who gets in the way of the agenda they have for our nation, beginning with the court.
There are also two other senators who had something to say about the issue of Barrett's confirmation, which advanced today because she was approved officially by the Judiciary Committee. You know that was coming. Senator Mike Lee, who I think has recovered now from the coronavirus. Mike Lee of Utah, who is one of the best constitutional scholars in the U.S. Senate, had this to say about why Democrats are so negative toward Judge Barrett. Listen.
Judge Barrett threatens their power, not because she has a hidden agenda or hidden powers, but because they do, and she won't enact those powers or exercise them by judicial fiat. And that is exactly why we need to have Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court of the United States. Not to avenge Bork, Thomas, Estrada, Alito, or Kavanaugh, but rather to restore the institutional integrity of the Supreme Court and to the Senate and all the public institutions that leftist judicial abuse has twisted and desecrated for two generations. We need to confirm Amy Coney Barrett, not to give political power to conservatives or Republicans, but to finally give it back to the American people from whom it was stolen so many years ago. The left has taken the political low road on the judiciary for decades. Amy Coney Barrett will take the constitutional high road for decades to come.
I think that's well said. And when you talk about taking the judicial low road, it's worth remembering that entire experience of what Justice Kavanaugh went through. This is a guy with an impeccable record, an honorable guy, a family man, and he is put through hell over allegations that as a drunken teenager in high school, he allegedly put his hands on a girl. And she makes it even clearer that there was nothing under the clothes. I mean, the entire national ordeal that went on for a month about Justice Kavanaugh. Look what was done to Justice Thomas. And again, no charges of actual assault or even touching Anita Hill. Had to do with alleged comments he made about Coke cans. I mean, really? This is desecrating the court. And then, of course, what was done to Justice Bork. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A deal may be close, but writing the bill will take some time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that negotiations with the Trump administration on a coronavirus aid package are just about there, but it still may take time to craft the actual legislation. Speaking to reporters, Pelosi says she's made a lot of progress with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and that a deal is coming.
So I'm pleased that we have reached a point where we at least, they still haven't completely signed off on it, but I think we're just about there, that we will allocate, again, the resources and the policies necessary to do that.
While saying that both sides still want a deal, Pelosi admitted it's very unlikely that any package they agree upon will make its way through Congress and to the president's desk before the November 3rd election. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
I just was appalled when I heard this.
The Michael Medved Show
is beyond belief.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Trump campaign facing new attacks from two potent sources. One of them expected, that would be President Barack Obama, who did a Biden rally. And so actually, it was a drive-in rally in Philadelphia. And we'll get to that. But also a new attack from a potentially very potent source, Sacha Baron Cohen. Otherwise known as Borat, otherwise known as Bruno, otherwise known as Ali G, and all kinds of alternate identities. But I've seen the new Borat movie. We're going to review it tomorrow. But I do want to talk about some of the controversy regarding Rudy Giuliani, who, yes, is featured in the film. The filmmakers wanted critics to keep that a complete surprise, but it's become now a political issue. Giuliani, of course, is angry at the film company. He actually called the police after part of what was filmed, but we will get into that also a little bit later on the Michael Medved Show. On the issue of court packing, I don't think there's any question at all. It's going to be a big issue tonight. Now, it's not one of the six topics that the moderator, Kristen Welker, has prepared, but President Trump will surely bring it up because this is a big winner for the president. An email came in, and it's a thoughtful email, from Peter in Elko, Nevada. And Peter says, Michael, what would you think of having federal judges, including Supreme Court justices, elected like state judges are? This would make them accountable to the people and take power away from the office of the president and the Senate. I think the last thing in America we need is more elections. And the last thing we need is that kind of politicization of the federal court system. Because here's the difficulty, Peter, and it's one of the reasons that you don't have any provision for elective judges on the federal level in the Constitution at all. The problem is that what do you do if you're running for judge? You go around and campaign, you take campaign contributions, you appeal to various groups, you make various promises, and then you're supposed to do impartial justice. One of those people who supported you comes before your court a little bit later. It's wrong, wrong, wrong for the judiciary. And that's really the problem is that, again, would you have the judges have a little R after their name for Republican or a little D for Democrat? And that was really the difficulty for me. And it was one of those things early on that confirmed the idea that the Democratic Party was not the way to go, was when they attacked a guy that I knew, because he was a professor at Yale Law School during the time that I was there, Bob Bork. Now, I had made a mistake when I was going into the break. I had called him Justice Bork. He was nominated to be a justice. He never got confirmed. And he's one of the most qualified people ever to be nominated for the Supreme Court. He had been Solicitor General of the United States. He had been a longtime professor at Yale. And he had been a distinguished, and everybody will tell you this, he was one of the most distinguished intellectual leaders of the Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C. for years. He's also a great human being. I mean, and what they did to Judge Bork, based on nothing? On nothing? There was no hint of scandal. The only basis for the Democrats defeating him was that he was an originalist who believed that the Constitution should be interpreted based upon its meaning at the time the Constitution was adopted. Not that you read all kinds of new meanings into it. The whole idea of a living Constitution is ridiculous. It's alive, it's alive. No, the Constitution is written. Those words you can inscribe in stone. Now, there can be disagreements as what those words really mean, but those disagreements you're able to settle. And that's what the Supreme Court is supposed to do. There's, let's go to Jim in Portland, Oregon. Jim, you're on the MedVed Show.
Oh, thanks, Michael.
You bet.
I was wondering if, you know, after 151 years of a Supreme Court composed of nine, shouldn't that really be seen through the perspective of settled law? Isn't it settled?
It is, but it's legal to change it. It's just a terrible idea. And that's what people responded to Franklin Roosevelt. And by the way, you'll notice in Biden's response, he's basically backing away from it. Unfortunately, there are other Democrats who are not backing away from it. I mean, look, Democrats want to change lots of aspects of the Constitution. If they want to make the District of Columbia a separate new state, they're going to have to change the Constitution. Where if the provisions for a federal capital, which are right there in the constitutional documents. In any event, the Elizabeth Warren. And this actually undermines Biden and is going to hurt his cause in the election. Clip 5, Elizabeth Warren was on The View, where, of course, they just welcomed her like a long-lost sister. Listen to Senator Warren.
You've expressed some openness to the idea of adding more judges to the court. Are you in favor of expanding the court or perhaps an age limit in place instead of a lifetime appointment?
Look, I said everything is on the table. We need to restore the credibility and the integrity of our court.
Okay, what has taken away the credibility and integrity of the court? If you read the polling, actually, she serves in the U.S. Senate. The Supreme Court of the United States has more than four times the levels of trust, according to the Gallup poll, as the U.S. Senate. Why not be concerned, lady, about restoring the credibility and integrity of the U.S. Senate? And all they're doing is running that down by removing the whole idea of a filibuster where everything, including the most consequential legislation, could be passed by 51 votes. The whole idea of the Senate as an institution, and it's very clear when you read about how they created the Senate as part of the Connecticut Compromise at the Constitutional Convention in 1787. The whole idea of the Senate was to be a tougher body to in responding to public pressure that would be slower, that would stress consensus. And again, she says that we have to restore the credibility of the court. The court has plenty of credibility. It always has, still does. And you may not like some of those decisions, and who knows? You may find some alliances and allies among members of the court, including whoever Joe Biden, if he becomes president, will appoint. But I don't think, despite her service as a law professor at Harvard for many years, I don't think that Senator Warren is on anybody's short list for a court appointment. For one thing, she's 70 years old. And when you do have lifetime appointments built in, and even an 18-year term, of course you tend to go for younger people. Speaking of tending to go for younger people, President Trump was asked in a town hall. He did a town hall for Sinclair Broadcasting last night, and he was asked about the debate tonight and some of the rule changes. And the debate commission says they're not really rule changes. We'll get the president's response and talk about President Trump's rally last night in Gastonia, North Carolina, and generally the state of the race. And the New York Times front paging the Trump path to victory. We'll tell you how, why, coming up on the Medved Show.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Medved Show. I just found out because I subscribe to free to information from Our Crowd, my brother's company in Israel, that here in the United States we have indirect annual health care costs of more than $21 billion based upon erroneous prescriptions, medical errors that do sometimes even fatal damage to people because they end up getting the wrong drugs. $21 billion. There's this new company based in Israel. It's an Israeli healthcare startup called MedAware. And what it does is it uses AI, artificial intelligence, and big data analytics, which have not only changed, obviously, the way we communicate, the way we evaluate things, but it can save lives and save incredible money in our medical care system. Baxter, drug company, has already formed an agreement with this MedAware company to joint development of medication delivery systems. And this kind of exciting company, they just did a conference call for Our Crowd subscribers with the CEO, founder of this company. And to find out about opportunities like this, because it's opportunities, for instance, to invest in a startup that has every potential of doing extraordinarily well, and there are dozens of these opportunities through Our Crowd. It costs you absolutely nothing. Sign up. They'll send you the information as regularly as you want it, but it costs you nothing. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and find out about some of the most exciting new startup high-tech companies in the world. Let me go to a call to John in Aberdeen, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, normally I disagree with you 99% of the time, but the last 15 or so minutes of your segment, I disagreed 100% of the time. And it wraps up in two topics. First topic is, the Constitution is not the Hammurabi Code. It is not written in stone. It is a living document. It has the amendment to the Constitution that can happen
the amendment factor to the Constitution that happened. It is a living document.
Right, wait, wait, hold on for a moment. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, let me just respond to you for a moment. You're entirely correct. You can change the Constitution, but the Constitution has written in stone the only way you're able to do that, which is by amendment, by winning two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and then three-quarters of the states. They deliberately made it difficult to amend. Nowhere in the Constitution does it suggest that nine people in robes change the Constitution.
I would disagree, because even the amendment to the amendment process to the Constitution could be amended out. So, that being said...
You're right, it could be amended out, but then if you do that, then the Constitution has changed. In other words, the fact that something is written in stone doesn't mean you can't write additional things in stone, which is what the constitutional amendments are. After all, some of our most fundamental rights are not in the Constitution itself, they're in the amendment process. It's the First Amendment that protects our freedom of speech, which we're enjoying right now. Go ahead.
But bringing back to your point, nine judges, which was the second part of mine, we don't need to label them Republican or Democrat Supreme Court justices, because they're already labeled conservative and liberal judges. They're already there, right? And that brings up the point that there has never and will never be a constitutional judge on that, because they're conservative or they're liberal. They don't need to be Democratic or Republican.
Okay,
and
how do you
respect the Constitution at all anyway?
Help me for a moment. Help me for a moment.
Sure.
How do you classify Judge David Souter? Was he a conservative or a liberal judge? Do you remember him?
We're talking right now.
Okay, David Souter was he retired in the early 2000s. But hold on. David Souter was appointed by a conservative Republican president named George Herbert Walker Bush, and he became one of the most liberal court members. Justice Blackmun, who wrote Roe v. Wade, was a very conservative judge in Minnesota, appointed by Richard Nixon. He ended up being an epic liberal judge. And on the other side, Byron Whizzer White, Judge White from Colorado, was appointed by President Kennedy, who wanted a liberal judiciary, and Judge White moved in a much more conservative direction. And I could go on. There are countless examples, because they don't have an R or a D after their names. People change. And they sometimes, and our greatest justices, that's always been true, don't approach things as a conservative or a liberal. They approach them as a constitutionalist.
You just emboldened my topic, my part of the conversation, because they're not. They approach things as liberal or Democrat, even though they're liberal or Democratic appointed.
Okay, well, help me on this. How did Neil Gorsuch approach the issue of anti-discrimination rules against gay people, which the Congress has never adopted? We've never had a national legislation. We have state legislation. We don't have national legislation prohibiting discrimination against gay and trans people. How did Neil Gorsuch, who was nominated and confirmed as a conservative, how do you approach that issue? Liberal or conservative?
I will tell you, he approached it either way, and neither of them were constitutional. So I'm not picking.
Well, I think you're right that the way he approached it was not constitutional, but it was not the way it was expected. Neil Gorsuch wrote the opinion to reinterpret the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as basically protecting against any sort of discrimination based on sexual orientation, which was not the intention of the Civil Rights Act of 64. I think it was wrongly decided. However, it was an illustration that Neil Gorsuch, who was nominated by President Trump, confirmed on a nearly party-line Republican vote, voted with the so-called liberals on the court to form a majority. So, see, that's the problem, it seems to me, and it's one of the problems of doing this with an election system. Then it becomes, oh, you broke your promises to the electorate, And the whole idea of having judges campaigning is seems to me unseemly, inappropriate. President Trump was asked about the debate by Eric Bolling, former Fox News personality, who was hosting the Sinclair Broadcasting Town Hall with the president. That's clip seven. Listen.
Some new rules were added specifically that there was going to be a mute button added to Kirsten Welker's, I guess, repertoire of what she will be able to do as debate moderator. First of all, your thought on the new rule.
Well, that's not fair. Plus, they changed the topics, which isn't fair. Just happened. Plus, Kristen Welker obviously is a heavily biased person, with her parents being fundraisers and having supported the Democrats. And she's a Democrat. I know her well. So, it's just one of those things. But if you look at the last person had to leave in disgrace because it turned out that he was obviously very biased. And I wouldn't say that Chris Wallace did himself proud.
Okay, there's so much that's wrong with that. First of all, Eric Bolling's question was dead wrong. Kristen Welker will not be exercising any mute button. This will be done in the control room. And it's not muting a microphone anytime they want to. It is simply, and they know in advance, that you are supposed to allow the... And that's not a new rule. That basically was a rule that everyone had agreed to. Is that somebody gets the right to speak, it is not accepted that you, during somebody else's time speaking, are going to get to interrupt. And that's where the mute sign... And by the way, one of the other things they haven't answered, I don't know if the mute button will be on, but I assume it will, when the moderator is asking questions. Because one of the reasons it was so difficult for Chris Wallace is he wasn't basically allowed to even get a question out. The other thing, talking about Steve Scully being disgraced because he was shown to have bias, he was disgraced because he had made up a story that his Twitter account had been hacked when it came out that he had corresponded in Twitter with Anthony Scaramucci, the president's former director of communications, who has become very anti-Trump. And by the way, President Trump had given praise for Kristen Welker when she was promoted by NBC, said what a fine and fair journalist she was. I believe she will and hope she will demonstrate that fairness and fineness tonight in this coming debate in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.